Welcome to Zikudafsi Mani Member of Ram Goldar, and today we're Zerka Sukha Daf Tes. The first parak, Sukha Shihi Gavoa. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Sukha Yoshana, an old Sukha, which Rashi explains is a Sukha that was built at least 30 days before Sukkahs and not made expressly for the Chag. Beishamay Poslin Ubeisil Makshirin. The Gemara asks what Beishamay's reason is for disqualifying the Sukkah and answers that the Pasuk states, Chag HaSukha Shivas Yamim Hashem. The Chag HaSukha is for 7 days unto Hashem. Sukkah, so Yoshem Chag Be'inan. This teaches that we require a Sukkah built for the sake of the Chag. Beis Hillel uses that pasuk with the teaching of Rav Sheshes, who reported the name of Rav Akiva. From where do we know that the wood of a Sukkah is prohibited for Hana all 7 days of Sukkahs? The Torah states, Chag HaSukkah Shivas Yamim Hashem. The Chag HaSukkah is for 7 days unto Hashem. The Gemara concludes that Beis Shammai agrees with this ruling and really bases his opinion on a different pasuk. The Gemara brings a similar teaching from a Brisa where Yehuda ben Becerra says, Keshem Shechal Shem Shamayim al Chagiga, Kach Chal Shem Shamayim al Sukkah. Just as the Shem Shamayim attaches itself upon a carbon Chagiga and it becomes prohibited from mundane use, so too it attaches itself upon a Sukkah, as the pasuk states, Chag HaSukkah Shivas Yamim Hashem. The Chag HaSukkah is for 7 days for Hashem. From the juxtaposition of the word Chag, signifying the Chagiga, and Sukkahs, we learn that just as the Chagiga is sanctified to Hashem, so too the Sukkah is Lashem. Pointing to the next Mishnah states, Osusu kaso tachas ha'ilan ki u'aso b'toch ha'bayis. If one builds a Sukkah under a tree, it's as though he built it inside his house, which means that's possible. Rava said this was taught only in regard to a tree whose shade is greater than its sunlight. But if the tree is so sparse that its sunlight is greater than its shade, the Sukkah is kosher. This is derived from what the Mishnah teaches. Why does the Tana teach ki u asa b'toch ha'bayis? It's as though it was built inside the house. Let me just say, it's possible. Rather, he informs us that the tree under discussion is like a house. Just as a house, silas meruba mechamaso, so to the tree, silas meruba mechamaso. The Gemara challenges Rava's ruling, saying that if the tree's sunlight is greater than its shade, it should be pasul, since he's being mitzvah of kosher schach with pasul schach. Rav Papa answers, b'shachavatan. The Mishnah refers to a case where he lowered the tree branches and intermingled them indistinguishably with the kosher schach. Rashi explains that the greater amount of kosher schach is mevatol, the lesser amount of pasul schach. The Gemara will clarify that the Mishnah is coming to teach that lowering the branches can even be done lecherchila. And point number three, the Mishnah stated, Sukkah gavi sukkah el yonah kasherah v'tachtonah basuah. A sukkah built on top of another sukkah, according to the Tanakhama, the upper one is kosher and the lower one is pasul. It was taught in a braisa, the pasuk states, Basukkah's teshvu. In sukkahs you shall dwell, which implies, but not in a sukkah beneath a sukkah, and not in a sukkah beneath a tree, and not in a sukkah beneath a house. When the Gemara suggests that Basukkos is in the plural form, which implies two sukkos, which seemingly permits even one sukkah beneath the other, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak answers that it's written Basukkos without a vav, suggesting a single sukkah. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The next Mishnah states, Sukkah Yoshana, an old sukkah, which Rashi explains as a sukkah that was built at least 30 days before Sukkahs and not made expressly for the Chag, Beis Shammai Poslin and Beis Hillel Makshirin. The Gemara asks what Beis Shammai's reason is for disqualifying the sukkah and answers that the pasuk states, Chag HaSukkah Shivas Yamim Hashem. The Chag HaSukkah is for 7 days unto Hashem. Sukkah, Hasui Hashem Chag Be'inan. This teaches that we require a sukkah built for the sake of the Chag. Beis Hillel uses that pasuk for the teaching of Rav Sheshes, who reported the name of Rav Akiva. From where do we know that the wood of a sukkah is prohibited for Hana all 7 days of sukkahs? The Torah states, Chag HaSukkah Shivas Yamim Hashem. The Chag HaSukkah is for 7 days unto Hashem. The Gemara concludes that Beis Shammai agrees with this ruling and really bases his opinion on a different pasuk. The Gemara brings a similar teaching from a Braisa. Rav Yudim and Misera says, Keshem Shechal Shem Shamayim al Chagiga, Kach Chal Shem Shamayim al Sukkah. Just as Shem Shamayim attaches itself upon a carbon Chagiga and it becomes prohibited from mundane use, so too it attaches itself upon a Sukkah, as the pasuk states, Chag HaSukkah Shivas Yamim Hashem. The Chag HaSukkah is for 7 days for Hashem. From the juxtaposition of the word Chag, signifying the Chagiga, and Sukkos, we learn that just as the Chagiga is sanctified to Hashem, so to the Sukkah is Lashem. Pointing to the next Mishnah states, Osu Sukkasu Tachas Ha'ilan Ki Yu Asa B'toch Ha'bayis. If one builds a Sukkah under a tree, it is as though he built it inside his house, which means that it's possible. Rava said that this is taught only in regard to a tree whose shade is greater than its sunlight. But if the tree is so sparse that its sunlight is greater than its shade, the Sukkah is kosher. This is derived from what the Mishnah teaches. Why does the Tana teach ki iu asa b'toch ha'bayis? It's as though it was built inside the house. Let me just say, it's possible. Rather, he informs us that the tree under discussion is like a house. Just as a house, silas meruba mechamaso, so to the tree, silas meruba mechamaso. The Gemara challenges Rava's ruling, saying that if the tree's sunlight is greater than a shade, it should be pasul, since he's being mitztaref kosher schach with pasul schach. Well, Prabhupada answers Bishakavatan. The mission refers to a case where he lowered the tree branches and intermingled them indistinguishably with the kosher schach. Rashi explains that the greater amount of kosher schach is mevatel the lesser amount of pasul schach. The Gemara will clarify that the mission is coming to teach that lowering the branch is going to even be done l'chadchila. And pointing me through, the mission stated sukkah gavi sukkah al yonin kasher v'tachtona pasua. Sukkah built on top of another sukkah. The upper one is kosher and the lower one is pasul. It was taught in a brayso that the pasuk states besukkos teshu, in sukkos you shall dwell, which implies but not in a sukkah, beneath a sukkah and not in a sukkah, beneath a tree and not in a sukkah, beneath a house. When the Gemara suggests that being that besukkos is in the plural form, it implies two sukkahs, which seemingly permits even one sukkah beneath the other. Rav Nachman Yitzchak answers that it's written besukkos without a vav, suggesting a single sukkah. All right, so now we get our siman for daf tes, and our standard siman is a teapot, because teapot has a t sound, and a tes sort of looks like a teapot in a strange way. So here goes. The little old ladies having a tea party in a sukkah yashana, who proudly remind each other not to get hana from its sanctified walls, had no idea they were sitting under a tree, and that their sukkah was under a sukkah as well. Once again, it's Lemotion. The little old ladies having a tea party, that must be on daf tes, teapot. The little old ladies having a tea party in a sukkah yashana, who proudly remind each other not to get hana from its sanctified walls, which reminds us, there's Malchus Beisham Beis Hill, whether a sukkah yashana is kosher, and Beis Hill learns from the pasuk Chag HaSukkah Shivas Yamim Hashem, that a sukkah is asur b'hana all 7 days. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseira says, Kashem Shechal Shem Shemayim al Chagiga, Kachal Shem Shemayim al Sukkah. From the juxtaposition of the word Chag, signifying the Chagiga, and sukkahs, we learn that just as the Chagiga is sanctified to Hashem, so too the sukkah is Hashem. So the little old ladies having a tea party in a sukkah yashana, who proudly remind each other not to get hana from its sanctified walls, had no idea they were sitting under a tree, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, if one builds a sukkah under a tree, it's as though he built it inside his house, which means that it's possible. And when Rava said, this was taught only in regard to a tree whose shade is greater than its sunlight, but if the tree is so sparse that its sunlight is greater than its shade, the sukkah is kosher. The Gemara challenges him, saying that if the tree's sunlight is greater than its shade, it should be pasul, since he's being mitzvah of kosher schach with pasul schach. Rapapa answers the mission refers to a case where he lowered the tree branches and intermingled them indistinguishably with the kosher schach, which can be done lechadchila. So the little old lady's having a tea party in a sukkah yashana, who proudly remind each other not to get hana from its sanctified walls, had no idea they were sitting under a tree, and that their sukkah was under a sukkah as well. Which reminds us, the Mishnah stated, sukkah gabi sukkah el yonah kasher b'tachtona pasua, a sukkah built on top of another sukkah, the upper one is kosher and the lower one is pasul. It was taught in a braisa, the pasuk states, besukkos teshvu, in sukkahs you shall dwell, which implies, but not in a sukkah beneath a sukkah, and not in a sukkah beneath a tree, and not in a sukkah beneath a house. The word besukkos without a vav suggests a single sukkah. So once again, the little old ladies having a tea party in a sukkah yashana, who proudly remind each other not to get hana from its sanctified walls, had no idea they were sitting under a tree, and that their sukkah was under a sukkah as well. All right, now it's time for a four-blah-back chazara. Daf hey, so the simmer daf hey is hey, a haystack, so here goes. When the boys who filled the ninth fucking box with hey, hey, that must be more in daf hey. When the boys who fill the ninth fucking box with hay and then cover it with a tefach, the cover, which reminds us that the source of a sukkah that is not at least 10 tefachim high is invalid, is brought from the Aron in that it was 9 tefachim tall and the thickness of the kaparis, which was 1 tefach. And it's written, it's there that I'll set my meetings with you and I shall speak with you from atop the kaparis. Rabbi Yossi says, the Shekhinah never descended below into the human domain and Moshe and Eliyahu never ascended into the heavens. Since Hashem spoke to Moshe from atop the kaparis, it follows that 10 tefachim from the ground begins a separate domain. And therefore we see 10 tefachim is the minimum height of a partition. So when the boys who filled the 9th fucking box with hay and then covered it with a tefach thick cover they made from the border of the kitchen table, which reminds us the 1 tefach thickness of the kaparis is learned from the miskeres of the shulchan, from the border of the shulchan. So when the boys who filled the 9th fucking box with hay and then covered it with a tefach thick cover they made from the border of their kitchen table were about to be caught by their mom, they raised their arms up in unison and covered it, pretending to be little angels. Which reminds the Gemara asks, from what evidence you say that the interior space for a sukkah must be 10 tefachim in height, excluding the thickness of its tzchach. Say rather that the 10 tefachim are measured with its tzchach. The Gemara therefore presents a different source for the 10 tefachim height requirement for a sukkah from the height of Moshe's kruvim, which were 10 tefachim from head to toe, and it's written they were sochim bekanfeim al kaporis, sheltering the kaporis with their wings. Here we see that the Torah calls this sheltering a sukkah covering because it occurs above an airspace of 10 tefachim. Daf Vav, so the Simur Daf Vav is a sword. So here goes. The sword salesman, that must be on Daf Vav, sword. The sword salesman who masterfully uses high-priced sword to chop design meaning according to their different shiurim, which reminds us that Rav said shiurim chatzitzin mechitzin halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. And the Gemara challenges this, saying that shiurim in fact arises based on the pasuk of the design meaning where each of the seven fruits is a unit of measure for some halacha, but concludes, since these shiurim are not written explicitly in the Torah, the pasuk is just an asmachta. So the sword salesman who massively uses high-priced sword to chop the Zayin Minim according to their different shiurim had tar on the majority of his hair, which reminds us the laws of chetzitza are in fact derisas, and the Rav's assertion that the laws of chetzitza are halacha Moshe Mitzrayim was referring to a halacha that something on one's hair is only chetzitza if it covers the majority of the hair and one objects to a being there such as dry blood, ink, clay, or tar. If one doesn't object to the object being on his hair, it's considered as part of the body. So the sword salesman who massively uses high-priced sword to chop design minim according to the different shiurim had tar in the majority of his hair and did his demonstrations out of a sukkah with two proper walls and a third wall that was just a tefach. Which reminds the Malchus Bin and the Rabban Rabbi Shimon whether a sukkah requires two proper walls and the third wall can just be a tefach or three proper walls and the fourth wall can be a tefach is based on the three times the word sukkos is mentioned and the question of whether yesh emu masoros or yesh emu mikra, whether words in the Torah are expounded based on the way they are written or the way they are pronounced. Dav Zayin, so the Simur Dav Zayin is a clay Zayin, a gun. So here goes. The gun enthusiast, that must be run Dav Zayin, gun. The gun enthusiast who uses tefach thick gun as a third wall even on Shabbos, which reminds us that Rabbi said a sukkah with a tefach long third wall is also permitted to carry in on Shabbos. Migud havya dofim inyan sukkah, havya dofim inyan Shabbos. Since it has the status of a wall in regard to Hilchos Sukkah, it has the status of a wall in regard to Shabbos as well, even though on a regular Shabbos it would be considered a Rishus HaRabim. So the gun enthusiast who uses tefach thick gun as a third wall even on Shabbos enjoyed his meal in the sukkah with walls that let in plenty of light, which reminds us there's a machlokas whether the walls of the sukkah must provide shade like tzchach, which is understood to be centered on the meaning of the pasuk about the parochas. Rabbi Yoshia holds that the lashon of v'sakosa is mentioned regarding the parochas, and we learn that even mechitzas have to provide shade. The rabbans say the walls do not have to provide shade and understand the pasuk to mean only that the parochas should be bent over slightly on top so that it appears roof-like. So the gun enthusiast who uses tefach, the gun, as a third wall even on Shabbos, enjoyed his meal in the sukkah with the walls that let in plenty of light, while wondering how his neighbors were doing sitting inside their massive Diras Keva. Which reminds that Abai listed several Tanaim who maintain that a sukkah must be a fixed dwelling at Diras Keva, meaning that it must be at least 4x4 amos in area, the walls must provide shade, it can be higher than 20 amos, and have at least three proper walls, with the fourth one being a tefach. Dav Ches, so the Simur Dav Ches is Challah. So here goes. The annual Challah bake sale, Challah, that must be run Dav Ches, Challah. The annual Challah bake sale taking place in the large round sukkah, which reminds us on Dav Zayin on the base where Yochanan said that a sukkah, a sukkah that's made round like an oven, if there's enough space in their circumference to seat 24 people, it's valid. And the Gemara goes to an extensive analysis of how Rabbi Yochanan came up with this figure. So the annual Challah bake sale taking place in the large round sukkah, right behind the two potters' huts, one within the other, which reminds us, the Rebbe Levi reported in the name of Rebbe Meir, that two potters' huts, one within the other, the inner one is not a valid sukkah and is chayv a mezuzah, while the outer one is a valid sukkah and is putter from mezuzah. The Gemara asks why the outer hut is putter from mezuzah, since it can be considered a base shar for the inner hut and be chayv a mezuzah, and answers, mishum du'al kaviyah, because a potter's hut is not a permanent structure, so the inner hut is considered too inconsequential to view a room which leads to it as a base shar. So the annual challah bake sale taking place in the large round sukkah, right behind the two potters' huts, one within the other, attracted the attention of goyim, women, and kusim, as well as shepherds, fig watchers, and city watchmen, which reminds of the two groups of sukkos, gambach and rakbach. Gambach, goyim, nashim, behem, and kusim thought his sukkos were zebir because they were permanent, and the tana of rakbash, royim, kayatzim, burganim, and shomi peros thought his were superior because they were b'nei chiyuva. All right, that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.